إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله تعالى ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وقال تعالى في قرآنه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد نصركم الله ببدر وأنتم أذلة فاتقوا الله لعلكم تشكرون إذ تقول للمؤمنين ألن يكفيكم أن يمدكم ربكم بثلاثة آلاف من الملائكة منزلين بلى إن تصبروا وتتقوا ويأتوكم من فورهم هذا يمددكم ربكم بخمسة آلاف من الملائكة مسومين وما جعله الله إلا بشرى لكم ولتطمئن قلوبكم به وما النصر إلا من عند الله العزيز الحكيم
صدق الله العظيم All praise and thanks be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, sustainer and nourisher. May the choicest of his blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family members, his companions and upon all those who tread on his path with utmost sincerity until the day of Qiyamah. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون O you who believe, fear Allah and be conscious of Him as He should be feared and do not die except in a state of Islam as a Muslim submitting to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going through extreme hardships and is facing all kinds of trials and tribulations internationally worldwide. Our Muslim brothers, the sons of Islam, are being killed, are being massacred in huge numbers. Our sisters, the daughters of Islam, are being dishonored, virgins are being raped, then mutilated and then killed. Just day before yesterday, chemical attacks were launched in Syria, killing hundreds and hundreds of innocent children, killing hundreds of women, killing scores of our Muslim brethren. The images that we receive are so horrifying to witness. Young children in their pajamas, as the attack was launched at night, these kids who have done no harm whatsoever, what harm have young children done, were convulsing and gasping for breath as their bodies begin to shut down due to the powerful chemical agents. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of them Jannah and raise them amongst the shuhada. Sadly, the plight of the Muslims is that they have become so immune. They have become immune to all that they hear and see around them. We are only worried about our lives. our own families, as long as we live comfortably, as long as we have money to spend, as long as we get to sleep peacefully, we do not even want to hear about what's happening on the other half of the world. We have become exactly opposite to the statement of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reported by Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu anhu, مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم مثل الجسد إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسهر والحمى. The example of the believers, of the mu'minun, in their unity, in their mutual concern for one another, in their brotherhood, is that of one body. When any limb of this body aches, every limb in the body acts in response due to sleeplessness and fever. When the eye is sore, the whole body is uncomfortable and goes through pain. A mild headache is enough to cause sleeplessness and agitation throughout the whole body. If your finger or your foot or any part of your body for that matter begins to hurt, your whole body may develop a fever while it tries to neutralize the bacteria which is infecting that part. When any part of your body is trying to fight the infection, the whole body gets involved in the combat. But sadly, we as Muslims of a particular country do not become worried or do not become bothered about the state of the Ummah until a problem or a trial afflicts us within our own country. But now I think it is fair enough to say that we too have become worried as trials have begun upon our own soil. All of this, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, was predicted by our noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the amazing hadith of Thawban radiallahu anhu, when he reports from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تُوشِكُ الْأُمَمُ أَن تَتَدَاعَ عَلَيْكُمْ كَمَا تَتَدَاعَ الْأَكْلَةَ عَلَىٰ قَسْعَتِهَا. The enemies of Allah, the enemies of Allah will gather from the east and the west, inviting one another, calling one another to attack the Muslim Ummah, like how they would invite one another to partake a meal, like how they would invite one another for a meal. فَقَالَ قَائِلٌ وَمِنْ قِلَّةٍ نَحْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. One of the Sahaba رضي الله عنه, he asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم out of extreme amazement. He asked, Ya Rasulullah, when that time comes, will we be few in number? Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم replies, قَالَ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ كَثِيرٌ غُثَاءً كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم replies, nay, but at that time the Muslim Ummah will be in the millions. We will be so large in number that they will be like the froth of the sea. Allahu Akbar. Hadith goes on that all fear will be removed from the hearts of the enemies of Islam, and the primary cause of all of this taking place would be due to al-wahm filling the hearts of the Muslims. Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in asked Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, mal wahm? What is this al-wahm? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies, al-wahm hubb al-dunya wa karahiyatul maut. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains the primary cause being love for this materialistic dunya and fear of death, hating to die, the desire to live longer and longer in this temporary dunya. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the destroying of the seven heavens and the seven earths is more easier than the spilling of a drop of blood belonging to a mu'min, belonging to a believer. A drop of blood is more valuable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then why is all of this happening? Why are all these massacres taking place? Why are all these mass destructions taking place? It is all because of us, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. It is because we haven't turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We haven't turned to Allah the Almighty. Allah the King of the worlds, to whom all dominion belongs to. Instead of blaming ourselves and instead of changing ourselves, we try to find excuses. We try to find others to blame. Yes, of course, those who are in authority, those who are in power, those who have connections take a bigger slice of the blame. But still, each and every one of us being a part of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are also to be blamed, as we need to change, we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, the Muslim Ummah has been thrown from the frying pan into the fire. Talking about fire, remember the Khalil of Allah, the friend of Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. He was the only believer on the face of this earth. All of the rest were kuffar. All of them, the kuffar, including his own father, conspired against him. And they built a huge fire, so huge that animals could, birds could not even fly over it. And they catapulted him right into the middle of this fire. But at the crucial point, what was the statement of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam? Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. The statement of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, sufficient for me is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He is the best disposer of all affairs. He is the best protector and He is the best helper for me. He did not blame anybody. Rather, he put his firm trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created fire, who gave the natural property of burning to fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded that very fire, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded that fire to become a place of safety and coolness for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Likewise, if you take Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, it was Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who saved him from a flood, such a great flood that it drowned the whole world. It was the same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, the people of the boat threw him into the ocean. It was that very Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who sent a whale to swallow up Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam whole. The whale swallowed him up whole. He did not blame anyone for the predicament he was in. He did not blame anyone for the situation he was in. He blamed only himself, as he kept on repeating and saying, La ilaha illa ant, subhanaka inni kuntu min adh-dhalimin. He kept on saying, La ilaha illa ant, there is no God but you. There is no Lord but you, Ya Allah. Subhanak, glory be unto you. Inni kuntu min adh-dhalimin. Verily, I am from those who are oppressed. In other words, he is saying that he has oppressed himself. Verily, I am of those who are the oppressors. I have oppressed myself. He kept on blaming himself. According to science, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, it was a great miracle. It was a great miracle. It's not just for us to hear that a whale swallowed him up and that's the end of the story. For science tells us that within ourselves, within our stomachs, we have a digestive gastric acid, which is so powerful, that it can even burn through steel. It is so powerful. It is that acid which helps us to digest food. We see individuals in India eating glass and eating steel. It's no wonder, because this acid, hydrochloric acid, is so powerful, it can burn through steel even. So the whale, being a mammal, had the same hydrochloric acid in its stomach. It's not one big comfortable king-size room inside the whale. It was the stomach of the whale. But it was a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam and made the whale bring him to the shore safe and sound. All of of these stories, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, which are mentioned in the Quran, is not for entertainment, is not for passing time, but rather it is to strengthen us and guide us. As the Quran is the only way of life for us, the Quran is our constitution, the Quran is a book of guidance for us at all times. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to change. As Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, Allah will not change the condition of a society, of a people, of a nation, until they change what is within themselves. Until they change themselves for the better, Allah is not going to change their condition. We need to change. We need to change for the better. And in this process, we need to understand that every trial of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a test. Every trial of Allah is a test. The more and more you heat and burn gold, the more precious, the more pure, the more valuable it becomes. Likewise, the more and more you polish a diamond, the more it sparkles. Likewise, the mu'min, the believer, the more he goes through tests, the more pristine and the more perfect he becomes in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And secondly, we need to hold on to the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For success in this life and in the hereafter lies only in following our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Tawaktukum ala mahajjati al-bayda, layluha kanahariha, la yazighu anha illa halik. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have left you all upon a white plain. Upon a white plain, its night is like its day. None will deviate from that plain except the one who is destroyed. From this we understand that the one who leaves the sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or he is ashamed of the sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no doubt he will meet destruction in this world and in the hereafter. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say, فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ تَمَسَّكُوا بِهَا وَعَضُّوا بِهَا عَلَى النَّوَاجِذِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanding us, upon y'all is my sunnah, upon y'all is my way of life, my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa. Hold on to it and bite on to it with your molar teeth. With your molar teeth, the primary teeth, bite on to it. This shows us that we cannot let go of sunnah at any time, at any circumstance. In other words, Rasulullah is saying, do not ever let go of my sunnah. We need to be proud of our Islamic identity. We need to be proud of it and not ashamed of it. We need to be courageous as Muslims. We need to be brave even at these times of diversity and hardship. Where is our youth? Where is the Muslim youth? Where is the youth of the Muslim Ummah? Where are the sons of Islam? All that is happening around us must make our blood boil. But it should not make us do foolish things, but rather it should fill our hearts with determination. It should fill our hearts with courage. It should fill our hearts with bravery to take up role models, the likes of Abu Hafs Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, the likes of Abu Hassan Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, the likes of Abu Sulaiman Khalid ibn al-Walid radiallahu anhu, Saifullah al-Maslul, the drawn sword of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who used to be so courageous, who used to be so brave, that whenever he was on the battlefield, he used to scream, when I'm in the battlefield, medical field. I love it more than when I'm in my own home. This was our Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. The likes of Qa'qa' ibn Amr al-Tamimi, through whom many battles were won. All great warriors of Islam. These are our celebrities. These are the celebrities of Islam. These are the role models we need to be taking. We know who is responsible for all of this mischief and corruption that is taking place on this earth. But still yet, we take their celebrities as our role models. We want to follow them. Their dirty lifestyles are what is good for us. But rather, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they have left behind a legacy that is so great that Islam should be proud of it. We should be proud of it. We should take them as our celebrities and role models and follow them in every aspect and situation in our lives. So my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, the minute we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the minute we turn to Allah, completely following the sunnah of His beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are bound to see the help of Allah descending. We are bound to see the help of Allah descending. Just as how the help of Allah descended upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in in the battle of Badr. The battle of Badr was one of the most decisively fought battles throughout the annals of Islam. It took place 1433 years ago in the month of Ramadan, the 17th of Ramadan. The army of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was only 313 in number. They were not ready at all to engage in combat, as they were very poorly equipped in terms of weaponry and armor. On the other hand, the kuffar had mustered an army of 1,000 strong to meet the Muslims in a fierce battle. The Muslim army had only 2 horses, whilst the kuffar had over 200 horses. The Muslim army had only 70 camels, whilst the kuffar had over 1,000 camels. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in knew that they were outnumbered. 313 against 1,000. Initially they were 1,300, but some of them left the kuffar and they remained 1,000. Still, 313 against 1,000. They knew they were outnumbered. But my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, their iman, their faith did not waver. They were not sticks in the mud. Their trust in Allah was solid. As Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was the first to stand up and reassure the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Ya Rasulullah, you may go ahead in combat and you will find us right behind you." Next in line was Umar radiallahu anhu, who said, "Ya Rasulullah, go ahead, Ya Rasulullah, we are right behind you." And then Miqdad ibn al-Aswad radiallahu anhu stands up and asks the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Ya Rasulullah, do you think that we are going to treat you like how the Banu Israel treated Musa alayhi salatu wa salam when Allah the Almighty commanded them to enter the sacred land?" They said, "Fadhhab anta wa rabbuk faqatila inna hahuna qa'idun." They said, "O Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, go ahead, you and your Lord go and fight. We are going to sit back and watch the show. We are going to sit back and watch the entertainment. We are not going to come with you. You and your Lord go and fight." Miqdad ibn al-Aswad radiallahu anhu is telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Do you think that we are going to reply like that nation? No, we are right behind you." Next in line was Sa'd ibn Mu'az radiallahu anhu, the leader of the Ansar, a Sahaba so great that upon his death the arsh of Allah shook and trembled. He got up and spoke on behalf of the Ansar and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, even if you were to lead us through the ocean, in the middle of the ocean, we shall follow you." The Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they were so confident. They knew whatever the situation may be, it is going to be win-win for them. It is either the victory of Badr or martyrdom, where they go directly to Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then confidently marches forward to meet the kuffar. As the battle rages on, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam suddenly looks up to the heavens and Allahu Akbar, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam descends with a 3,000 angels. The help of Allah. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam comes down with 3,000 angels to assist the Muslim army, resulting in an astounding victory, resulting in a victory that changed the whole face and direction of Islam. This was the help of Allah, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. Allah says in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And Allah had already given you victory at the Battle of Badr while you were few in number, 313 in number. So fear Allah so that you will be grateful. إِذْ تَقُولُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَلَنْ يَكْفِيَكُمْ أَنْ يُمِدَّكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِثَلَاثَةِ آلَافٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُنْزَلِينَ. Remember when you said to the believers, is it not sufficient for you that your Lord should reinforce you, should assist you with 3,000 angels sent down? The next ayah, بَلَا إِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا وَيَتُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْرِهِمْ هَذَا يُمْدِدْكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِخَمْسَةِ آلَافٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُسَوِّمِينَ. Allah says, if you remain patient and conscious of Allah and the enemy is attacking you in full rage, Allah will reinforce you. Allah will assist you with 5,000 angels, all having marks of distinction. Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahimahullah mentions in Fath al-Bari that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first sent down 1,000 angels, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upped the number to 3,000, and in accordance to the final ayah, the total number of angels that finally came down were 5,000 angels who came to assist Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muslims, the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in at Badr. Likewise, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, if we too change, the help of Allah is near. The help of Allah is near. And no doubt, the Muslim Ummah is going to be victorious. We are going to be victorious over all of these nations. Finally, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, to remove the repercussions of our sins, we need to repent to Allah. We need to seek forgiveness from Him, for He is the most forgiving, the most merciful. He is waiting for us to turn to Him with a forgiveness equal to match our sins, even if they be like the froth of the sea. Finally, توبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون. Turn to Allah in complete repentance, O believers, so that you will be victorious in this life and the hereafter. وآخر دعوايا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله علي الذات عظيم الصفات كبير الشأن جليل القدر رفيع الذكر مطاع الأمر جلي البرهان فخيم الاسم غزير العلم وسيع الحلم كثير الغفران جميل الثناء جزيل العطاء مجيب الدعاء عميم الإحسان سريع الحساب شديد العقاب أليم العذاب عزيز السلطان. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمد عبد الله تعالى ورسوله, صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, فيا أيها الناس وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات, واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات, وعليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة, ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى, وإياكم والبدعة فإن البدعة تهدي إلى المعصية.
ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى. وعليكم بالصدق فإن الصدق ينجي والكذب يهلك. وعليكم بالإحسان فإن الله يحب المحسنين. ولا تقنطوا من رحمة الله فإنه أرحم الراحمين. ولا تحبوا الدنيا فتكونوا من الخاسرين. ألا وإن النفس لن تموت حتى تستكمل رزقها. فاتقوا الله وأجملوا في الطلب وتوكلوا عليه فإن الله يحب المتوكلين. وادعوه فإن ربكم مجيب الداعين. واستغفروه يمددكم بأموال وبنين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآي والذكر الحكيم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين. أما بعد، فاتقوا الله عباد الله حق التقوى واستمسكوا من الإسلام بالعروة الوثقى. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على سيد الأولين والآخرين ورحمة الله للعالمين نبينا وحبيبنا وقدوتنا محمد بن عبد الله. وارض اللهم عن خلفائه الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وأقضاهم علي، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبه. الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات والأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين والكفرة والكافرين، ودمر أعداء الدين، واجعل هذا البلد آمنا مطمئنا سخاء رخاء وسائر بلاد المسلمين. اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم اجمع قلوبهم على التقوى، واجمع شملهم على البر والهدى، ونور بلدانهم بشريعتك يا رب العالمين. اللهم وفق جميع ولاة المسلمين لاتباع كتابك وسنة نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اجعلهم رحمة على عبادك المؤمنين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم اهد ضال المسلمين للحق يا رب العالمين. اللهم فرج هم المهمومين من المسلمين. اللهم فرج هم المهمومين من المسلمين، ونفس كرب المكروبين، وقض الدين عن المدينين، واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. إلهنا وخالقنا ورازقنا ومولانا عظم الخطب واشتد الكرب وتفاقم الأمر على إخواننا المسلمين في بلاد الشام ومصر. اللهم إنهم مظلومون فانصرهم، اللهم إنهم مظلومون فانصرهم، اللهم إنهم مظلومون فانصرهم. اللهم أزل الظلم والطغيان عن إخواننا في القصير وفي بلاد الشام وفي مصر وفي فلسطين وفي أراكان وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم عليك بأعدائك أعداء الدين فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم شتت شملهم وفرق جمعهم واجعلهم غنيمة للمسلمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم أعذنا من الشيطان، اللهم أعذنا من الشيطان، اللهم أعذنا من الشيطان وجنده وحزبه يا رب العالمين. يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث، فلا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا أقل من ذلك، وأصلح لنا شأننا كله. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأتم وأهم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقيموا الصلاة.